Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's going to be hot today. 50% chance for strong storms. And again, I don't know if the weather is getting worse or maybe the way they're presenting it is getting worse. Because if, you know, I've been here other than 8 months of my life, and summertime, you're going to get some violent thunderstorms. It just happens. But anyway, 50% chance for showers today, tomorrow, Friday, 40%. Then for Father's Day, they're saying 60%, which might have something to do with that disturbance down in the Caribbean. I don't know. But I always thought, Steve Geller, that they didn't even – there's no scientific difference between the weather and the summertime, barring any tropical weather. So they just – to keep from saying the same thing, they make it 40%. 60%, 50%, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a good guesstimation.
And why round numbers? Why couldn't it be a 38% chance for rain?
There you go. You could change it all with your 47. Meteorology.
Exactly.
And a 60% chance of sun instead of 40% chance of rain. Be positive.
Why not look at it optimistically? So, quick note, Reggie Bush, former Saint, got $12.5 million yesterday from a federal court because when the Rams were playing in St. Louis, apparently, they had a piece of concrete slippery very close to the field, and he tore some ligaments and missed the season, right?
Yeah, an out-of-bounds area, they players actually call it the concrete ring of death.
Well, apparently so.
And it seems, yeah, I guess the Edward Jones Dome, they never made any fix to it, and Bush going out of bounds in 2015 when he was with the San Francisco 49ers, mm-hmm. and he gets pushed a little and running out of bounds, slips, ends up tearing his meniscus, ends up missing the entire season, and now awarded $12.5 million for the injury. But to me, it's like, are you going to see other athletes now starting to hold other stadiums liable for their turf, for their for anything?
One call does it all.
There you go.
If you've been injured in an NFL game, tell me about practice yesterday. What'd you see? Who shone? Who didn't shine? Who looked good? Not so good? And what positions?
Yeah, the biggest, I guess, notable thing right away at practice yesterday was there was no Cameron Jordan and no Michael Thomas. We found out later on that Jordan was excused for the birth of his second child. Congratulations to him.
I follow him on Twitter.
Yeah. And then Michael Thomas, Sean Payton says, was an excused absence. So hopefully he's back today. Nothing, no glaring
physical
huge.
Problem, yeah.
Hopefully no big deals. Drew Brees going on, though, to – rave about Michael Thomas. We've seen him during organized team activities, basically doing everything he was showing out during the regular season. Hopefully, yeah, like we were saying, not an injury issue because he looks on track to be poised for another big leap this year after having a phenomenal sophomore season. So his third year in the NFL looking even better than now. As for the guys who were there, I would say the offensive rookie of the year from a year ago, Alvin Kamara, standing out. His first day, had a phenomenal catch, leaping over linebacker DeMario Davis, the new free agent acquisition. And he's just a guy that seems, Kamara's a guy, is able to miss tackle, make people miss. And that, to me, is his best quality. You think you have him, and then he'll do like a sudden shift or maybe just the slightest move, and he's gone. On the defensive side, I would say that Marshon Lattimore continues to do well, and his running mate on the second side of the number two corner, Ken Crowley, had a nice pick yesterday, and I think that tandem
off
maybe
of
gets – it was off of Drew Brees. Yeah, that tandem gets maybe overlooked in the NFL as one of the better ones because Ken Crowley was out the first two games of the last year. The Saints' defense looked awful without him. All of a sudden, game three, that he comes back. Next thing you know, the black and gold are on an eight-game win streak. So I'm not saying he's the only cause, but it was definitely one of those glue type of moments for the squad.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about Marcus Williams. Is that the guy who missed the tackle against Minnesota? I think he's going to have an all-pro year because I think he has been living with that since it happened, and he is determined to make up for it. And also about the tryouts, auditions to take Mark Ingram's place for the first four games, if anybody was out there and what was going on with that. Marcus Williams, he's got to be, I would think, just chomping at the bit to get out of the barn and run.
Yeah, definitely. He wants to put last season behind him, and no, it's going to be something that's brought up constantly. Anytime the Saints are probably on TV this year, they're going to show that play over and over.
Right.
Even when it comes on like NFL Network now, my wife will tell me, turn it off. She doesn't want to see it. Doesn't want anything to do with it. I'm sure most fans are the same way. But Williams, yeah, looking past that, going into his sophomore season. And yeah, I would say if you really look at his rookie year as a whole, besides that play, he was having an outstanding year. And I would think, too, he's able to put that behind him, and especially with the strong leadership on this team as well.
Somebody said during last season after the Eagles game that when the Eagles destroyed Minnesota, that just became a play. It wasn't any season-ending thing, although it was. But you understand the point where we may have gotten destroyed by the Eagles anyway, so it didn't really matter. It wasn't as crucial.
Right. Minnesota didn't go on to win the Super Bowl.
That's right.
So, you know, no harm, no foul.
Exactly.
Well, kind of, but.
Tell me about, a little bit of foul.
A little bit.
Do you think we would have beat the Eagles last year?
You know, I didn't think the Eagles had any chance of making it to the Super Bowl on their run, so I don't know. They seem to find magic in a bottle, as they say, that for their run.
It was their time.
And,
right?
Yeah, Nick Foles, I can't believe, still had that playoff performance that he did in all the games. It was mighty impressive, especially in the Super Bowl. The Philly special was awesome.
Before we run out of time, tell me about Mark Ingram. He was there, and how many reps did he get? Because if you're not going to play for the first four games, did the potential substitutes get more, carries than him, more reps than he did?
Yeah, that's actually something we were even talking about on the sideline, because Mark Ingram was still running with the first teamers, but come training camp, you got to wonder, is Peyton going to start to manage these reps any differently, because you know this guy isn't going to be in the mix for the first four games, so you have to get those other running backs ready. But then there's also the flip side of that. Well, when Ingram returns, you would think he would seamlessly be put back into that lineup.
Yeah, but I think you got to get the new, whoever it is, Mark, you know what, buddy, you messed up. Have a seat. We'll give you some reps. We got to get this number one guy ready to go now. Depending on how you look at Alvin Kamara, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
whoever's going to
exactly.
play. So who was there maybe auditioning for the role?
Yeah, it was Tim Hightower used to be with the Saints. He was back at practice yesterday, and he actually he looks really good. Mm-hmm. I guess he wasn't part of the organized team activities, so looked a lot fresher than maybe some of the other running backs. But you still have Boston Scott, the rookie, who's kind of like, you would say, in the role of a Darren Sproles, a shorter back that's able to, you know, catch the ball out of the backfield. Has some real power to him for a guy that's just 5'5", but he's built really well, has that low center of gravity.
Telling me.
There you go. And is able to run through the tackles, not just a guy that can bounce it to the outside. You also have Trey Edmonds, who was more of a special teams role last year. He's looking to increase his carries. But I think we've seen over the years with the Saints, whoever they've been able to plug in at running back, whether it's somebody that they drafted or even a guy, an undrafted running back that they've had always so much success with, the plug-and-play mentality of that position, I think, is going to be a seamless transition because of, one, you have Drew Brees at quarterback, and two, the offensive line is absolutely stacked and phenomenal.
Quickly, I mean, like 30 seconds in terms of who was hurt last year, who's going to be back this year, who's still not there. Can you give me a
Yeah, Andrews Peak got hurt at the end of last year. He was back in the at practice and saying that he fully plans to be suited up and ready for week one. He's going to be okay at training camp. The offensive line, like I said, huge part of this team right now. And being able to protect the quarterback and provide those lanes for the running backs has been vital for this squad. And I think you're going to see even a more progression and dominance from that unit this year, especially with mostly the guys all healthy, like even a Teron Armstead saying he's feeling great this year. When he's healthy, he's got to be one of the best left tackles in the game right now.
And on the other side of the ball, Anzalone was there?
Anzalone practicing, the linebacker that got hurt early on last year, trying to, you know, rebound in his sophomore season. But, yeah, he's back full right now.
All right. Thank you, Steve. We'll talk to you tomorrow about Saints minicamp.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. It's better over here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.